Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria and Polokwane 28, Johannesburg 26, Mbombela and Mahikeng 29 degrees.
Folks, it's Black Friday. It's busy on the roads. But adding to the retail traffic, Midrand N1 northbound is a stationary bus near Allendale Road.
We start in Stilfontein, where Police Minister Senzo Mqunu is receiving an update on measures taken to rescue an unknown number of suspected illegal miners. This comes as another six illegal miners resurface at Margate Mine today. More than 1,300 miners have been arrested since police intensified their operations in August.
Police Minister Senzo Mqunu is expected to engage stakeholders, including the Human Rights Commission and affected families, amid growing concerns of human trafficking and child labour linked to illegal mining in the area. The Community Safety MEC, Vessels Moreng, who is leading government's committee overseeing the rescue operation, is briefing Mqunu and the police top brass on the progress of rescue efforts thus far. With phase two completed nearly a week ago, it's still unclear what the next steps in the operation will be. Masit Chaba, Sifularo for Jacka and FM News in Stilfontein.
To Mpumalanga now, where police are investigating a shootout between alleged illegal miners and law enforcement officials in Sabi. The incident occurred yesterday. Three illegal miners were shot and killed. A policeman was also wounded. Contact crimes decreased by 7.6% in Gauteng. Provincial Police Commissioner Tommy Ntumbeni today released the latest crime stats for the second quarter. The stats, however, revealed that crimes such as rape increased.
Sexual offences, particularly rape, sexual assault, have since been on increase.
In Durban, the case against five men accused of killing rapper Kinnan, aka Forbes, and his friend Tabelo Tibs Motswane has been adjourned until later today. This is because the Manzini Magistrates Court in Eswatini is due to deliver a ruling in the extradition matter against Siyabonga and Balusin Damande. The brothers face charges, including that of murder. The rapper and his friend were gunned down in Durban's Florida Road in February last year. Teachers Union SATU has strongly rejected the bilateral agreement on the Basic Education Laws Amendment Act reached between Basic Education Minister Siviwe Khahube, Solidarity and AfriForum at NEDLAC. The union is committed to challenging the agreement and calls for the full implementation of the Act by 13 December.
We will not allow racist organizations to insult our liberation struggles. Apartheid used language and education to oppress and discriminate against the black majority. History is repeating itself as the beneficiaries of colonial apartheid are again using language and education to discriminate against the black majority by blocking the Bella Act.
That's SATU spokesperson Nomusu Tembi. And an Australian teenage news boss says legislation barring under 16s from social media is a bad idea. 17-year-old Leo Pugsley founded the claims to be only national news streaming platforms run by teens, based in his bedroom from his parents' home. I'm Chanel Septemba. I'll be back with more news in Afrikaans 2.
Yeah, you should be here where it's noisy, Chanel Septemba. Yay, 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 I love that. We're right next to the Metal State stand and they have got like a giant PA pumping away. Hey, well, whatever. Come and visit us at Rage 24 at Nazareth. It runs all day today, tomorrow and Sunday. And of course, you can visit our stand and win big. How about scoring a Huntsman V2 analog switch keyboard, a Death Adder V2X hyperspeed wireless mouse, Kraken V3 wired USB gaming headset, and epic Razer swag, all courtesy of razorshop.co.za, a leading lifestyle brand for gamers. All you've got to do to enter is so easy. Visit our Jacaranda FM stand at Rage either today or tomorrow or Sunday. Snap a pic with our cosplay artist and then tune into The Drive with Rob and Roz on Monday to hear if you are a winner. There's also a PS5 console up for grabs and 10 500 Rand Kudu vouchers. So pull on in to Nazareth. It's gaming meets cinema at Rage 2024.